very busy. Many important matters require a king's attention.
I'm king now. King now.
I am king.
I am
king.
I am
kiss it.
I am
kiss it again.
I am your fingers or your
king.
Doesn't
fingers
discuss
your
battle plans.
He's one, but
your fingers or your tongue.
I am the king. I'm telling mother.
Welcome back. Hope you had a good weekend. Welcome to the Joffria podcast. My name's Bubba, and with me, as always, somebody who's made the eight. It's Catfish. Catfish, how you doing?
Well, I cannot believe I made the eight. I'm doing great.
So, listeners, this is the Monday before Game of Thrones Season 8 finally, hashtag finally, comes back and premieres. And to celebrate Game of Thrones.
I am tingling.
Finally coming back. Catfish and I here on the Joffria podcast, we're counting down the eight most important characters, doing a character review to get ready for Season 8. What are we looking at from these characters, Catfish?
Well, Bubba, this is, you know, sometimes before we can look forward, we must look back.
Don't do it.
Okay, so for these eight most important characters for Game of Thrones in Season 8, we're looking back at what happened to them in the first seven seasons, talking about our favorite scene of theirs, our least favorite scene, if we have them. They're very important characters, so sometimes they don't have great scenes. The character's highest point, their lowest point. And then, of course, since we're all about dissing people here, we're all about people getting off snarky comments, we're telling them our favorite line of theirs and our least favorite line of theirs. So far, we have done Five of the eight. And we've been getting a lot of feedback on all of our social network spaces.
Yeah, that's right. And the way you can reach out and tell us your favorite scenes, your most important eight characters, all these things, you just reach out to us. We're part of the Double P Media Crew. So you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Double P HQ. That's the word double, the letter P, and the letters HQ for headquarters. At Double P HQ. We're also, believe it or not, on Facebook, facebook.com/DoublePHQ.
Believe it or not.
Will you believe it one time? And finally, we're also on YouTube and Twitch, actually. You gotta do a little Googling. It's a bit more difficult on it's a bit more difficult there on YouTube. Just search Double P Podcast, Double P Media, and you will find us. And we are so excited. But Catfish, you were talking about the feedback as we count down these eight characters. What do you mean by that?
Right. Well, last week we did one character a day. We went all the way from eight to four. That's five characters. I know if you minus them, it seems like it's only four, but you got to include the first one. So,
okay.
People are saying these are some great characters. So let me refresh the great characters that we've done for everybody's memory.
Do it.
On Monday, we did Hot Pie.
Delicious Hot Pie. Great character. Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, we did Robette Glover.
That was my pick. Great character. Very important and underrated character.
Mm-hmm. Then on Wednesday, we covered a character I picked, Jon Royce.
Oh, leader of the Knights of the Vale. Oh, very important.
Very important. On Thursday, we discussed your choice, Kono.
Gesundheit. Kono.
Very important.
Kono, Danny's blood rider who leads the Dothraki.
And also protects mini Tyrion during fight scenes.
Yep. Okay.
And then on Friday, we saved the best of the week for last, and we discussed my choice, Bernadette, who set everything in motion by spilling the beans about Tyrion and Shay to Cersei.
Let me say,
she does a lot more than that.
Those are some spilly beans that she's done. Pick those beads up, you're a handmaiden. Pick up that spill.
So people have commented on media. People have called me up. They've sent me telexes.
Yes.
They've faxed me. They've said, what's going on? Where is Tyrion? Where's Jon?
Where?
Where's Daenerys?
Where's
Sansa? Where's Arya?
Where are they?
And I said, I don't know where they are, but we got three more left. So hold on to your horses.
Okay, so those are pretty off the beaten path choices, I might say, but this is the top three, Catfish. The
I mean,
big
this is the
three.
Week before now, so we're not messing around anymore. We may have monkeyed with the order a little bit last week, but this week we're getting serious. These are the top three.
The dragon must have three heads, baby. So this is the top three most important characters. Now, Catfish, we've been alternating our picks, so
right.
Hello, it is my turn to pick. Love
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Sans drum roll, let's hear who you picked.
Everybody, I was trying to think, where is the big battle going to happen? It's going to happen in the north. It's the White Walkers versus our heroes. Theoretically, you know, you can guess that possibly this is all going to happen around Winterfell, in Winterfell maybe, in the north, people who fight the north. You need somebody who has been fighting these White Walkers for a while, somebody who knows the threat is going to have to be a leader. And so my number three choice, the number three mm-hmm. most important person as we go into season eight.
Yes.
Well, I like to call him Double D.
Oh, Double D?
I call him Double D because his name is Dim Dalba.
I never heard a who?
Dim Dalba.
Dim Dalba. Actually, I have heard of Dim Dalba, or as I call him, Tormund Oldsbane.
Catfish, how could you call Dim Dalba Tormund Oldsbane? Why do you make such an evil crack?
Because the way to know who Dim Dalba is look at the guy who looks like Tormund with about 30 years on him.
Catfish, how could you?
He's got the same red, long red hair and beard, same facial structure. He looks a little bit more drawn and gaunt. He hasn't gotten to eat as much as Tormund has.
No, Dim Dalba, but you're right, Catfish. Dim Dalba is a wildling with a big bushy beard and red hair. He's just old. But because he's a wildling and this fight is going to happen in the north and he's been fighting these White Walkers for so long, I chose for the number three most important character, Dim Dalba. Now, what's interesting is they've never actually said the name Dim Dalba on the TV show, just kind of like they've never said Bernadette. And they've never said, I'm not sure they've said Kono Gesundheit. And so, Catfish, what is also interesting about Dim Dalba
yes.
is here he is made the number three most important person on the countdown. And
number
he's only appeared in two episodes.
Wow. Those must have been a very important two episodes. He must have done quite a bit.
He appeared in Hardhome. He was one of the wildlings there in the little hut there in the village who were arguing with Jon Snow about whether they should go south or go north. And once Tormund convinced him, once his younger doppelganger convinced him, he decided to go south of the wall. And that's when he appeared in season six.
Season six.
Yeah, season six, episode seven, The Broken Man. We were just talking
Very
about it.
Episode.
Yeah, we were talking about it with Robet Glover. Jon Snow, Sansa, they're going around the north trying to rally troops, trying to get people to fight with them. And they go to the wildlings, and the wildlings are like, dear God, we just got south. We just got south of the wall. We're finally safe, and now you want us to get into a wall? And he starts listing. Do you know how many wilding clans are no more because they couldn't get south of the wall? This is heartbreaking. And
I don't know. How many?
I can't remember. He was that impactful. And so Dim Dalba, my choice for the third most important character here in Game of Thrones.
Okay, wow. That is amazing. Amazing. Just beautiful, beautiful work. Well, so you've told us all the things you've done. Of all those things, what is your favorite scene with Dim Dalba?
You know, now that I think about it, he really only has two scenes. So when we choose favorite scene, at least favorite scene, Catfish, it's like flipping a coin.
We're either going to agree or disagree.
Okay, well, my favorite scene is when he's being honest in season six. He's like, yo, dude, we just got south of the wall. Are you crazy? Now you want us to go fight in another war against Ramsay Bolton? We don't have any problem with him. We've got women and children here. And so I thought that was honest. I thought it was believable. Admittedly, by the end of the scene, it shows he can be convinced. You know, one, the giant got convinced. Here, Dim Dalba also got convinced. What was great is that he's a great character because he agreed to fight with Jon Snow and Tormund and fight the Bolton army. But we never saw him after that. We never actually saw him in Battle of the Bastards. So that also proves my character is very smart. He said we'll fight, and then he stayed home and guarded the women and children. Dim doll, but
quote unquote guarded.
Well, let's not imagine what Double D was doing there.
They don't call wildlings for nothing.
All right. So Dim doll, but that is my favorite scene. Powerful scene.
All right. Well, my favorite scene is the exact opposite scene.
Wait, what? How is that possible?
That's right. That's right. My favorite scene is because he actually shows there that he can be convinced.
Okay.
But he shows strength. So this is when Jon says, here's the dragon glass.
Oh,
you gotta join me.
Back in season 5, Hardhome, sure.
Right, and his son, Dim Dalba's son, Tormund.
Yeah.
Is the one who really convinces him. What, so I, yeah. This is really shows nothing about Dim Dalba, but all about Tormund, about how Tormund has bought into Jon Snow. So I like that. Which conversely means that though your favorite scene is my least favorite scene.
What? No.
It's because he's whining to Jon Snow that there's not, that he signed up to kill White Walkers and not just regular people.
You know what?
Excuse me. Do you know what the term wild means in wildling?
What?
I like my wildlings to be indiscriminate killers of of all beasts. And so since he was wimpy in that scene, that was my least favorite scene.
Listen, they're called wildlings north of the wall. Once they get south of the wall, they're called comlings.
Okay, all right. I thought they were – that's better than what I had heard. I'd heard they were called temperatelings.
Poor Dim Dalba. Now, let me go back to season 5, which you say is the favorite scene from Dim Dalba. I'm going to my least favorite Dim Dalba scene.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, so there he is, and you think he gets convinced by Tormund, and I guess I kind of understand that. But what I thought my buddy Dim Dalba got convinced by was another character who they didn't say her character's name on the show.
And why bother?
Could you be so mean? He got convinced by the character we later found out was named Carsey. And Carsey was the woman who's like, okay, I'll never believe a crow, but I'll believe Tormund. And then Carsey puts the kids on the boats later in Hardhome, and she says, don't worry, I'll be following you. Lying to kids, that's not cool, Carsey. So Carsey got killed once she saw those children White Walker zombies, you know, the children whites, and they came up and killed her. But then at the end of Hardhome, she got raised from the dead. So it seemed to me like Dim Dalba flipped his script because a cute wildling woman, a double W.
Double W?
Yeah, do you know what that means?
Wildling woman?
How did you know?
It was a WG.
WG?
Yeah, wild guess.
Oh, okay. So I didn't like Dim Dalba being, you know, being weak-willed, or what I like to call WW, as you know. And so I like, you know, I don't want him being turned around by a woman. I want him being turned around by Tormund. And so that's why it was my least favorite scene.
Wow, okay, yeah. Well, that scene, a lot of your explanation did directly have to do with Dim Dalba, so I can see why you make that case.
Now, listeners, let us know your favorite Dim Dalba scene and your least favorite Dim Dalba scene. If we forgot one, please write us on our social channels at DoublePHQ.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say if there's one we didn't remember, then that becomes my least favorite scene.
Yeah, okay, so Catfish, now we got to look at this character's highest point. When was Dim Dalba at his absolute highest point? What do you think that what do you think the character was like flying high?
Well, I think he was flying high when, and I'm sorry, I can't remember what scene this was. It might have been both scenes. It was when it was when the young guys let him speak.
Okay, Grandpa Tormund, what do you want to say?
Yeah, go ahead. They're like, all right, well, let him speak for the olds, and then we'll move along.
You know, my highest point is my least favorite scene. It's there in Hardhome. They're in the hut, in the Hardhome village hut.
Uh-huh. Why is that?
because his hair wasn't quite so gray in that scene. One season later, his hair was more gray. So that's what I think he's flying highest, is when his Just for Men is still working.
I love it. And so what is his lowest point for you?
You know what? This is going to surprise you, but my lowest point for him is when nobody bothered to film him getting on a boat and escaping hard. He's like, I'm escaping too, camera crew. Film me. Film me. No. Oh. No one? No one? Okay. Poor Dim Dalba. So that was his lowest point, when his adventures weren't interesting enough to chronicle in the TV show. That was my lowest point for my buddy Double D, Dim Dalba.
You know, I think his lowest point was more of an internal realization he had.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Well, it's when his lowest point was when he realized that he was too old for Brienne.
Well, we don't know if he ever saw Brienne. You know, Brienne left Castle Black and she and Pod went down to River Run to get the Blackfish. And so I don't remember her being in that scene with the giants.
Are you saying that Tormund isn't talking her up all the time?
Oh,
okay. We've seen him away from her. And he's always talking about making giant babies. And so he's made Tormund Oldsbane, a.k.a. Dim Dalba, very sad with this.
Oh, man, that is sad. Now, for somebody who... Sometimes characters are the best and the third most important characters because they don't have to say a lot. Actions speak louder than words.
Right.
But we still do have to come up with Dim Dalba's, our favorite line, at least favorite line from Dim Dalba. So why don't I go first with my favorite line, because this one I actually remember verbatim because I could find it in a Google search. So you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dim Dalba. He said, and I'm pretty sure this is in Hardhome, season 5 Hardhome, he said, I'm with Tormund. We stay here, we're dead men. At least with King Crow, there's a chance. So, calling Jon Snow King Crow, it rhymes. Now, you should have called him Aegon Targaryen, his real name, but still, my favorite line from Dim Dalba, I'm with Tormund. We stay here, we're dead men. At least with King Crow, there's a chance. And he's right. Good work, Double D.
Wow, you are not going to believe that this is, I think, the first time this has ever happened in the 6 days we've been doing this. But that is the same exact line that I have.
What? It
Although
is?
I have it written down as, at least with King Crow, we have a chance. Not there's still a chance. But so either way, one of us has it. It's a line so good that we both remembered / Googled it, and we came up with slightly different responses.
How can you be catfish? Come on. Come on. How can you be so tough for Double D? Now, my least favorite line from Double D. I really don't think this is his fault, because the actor, Murray MacArthur, is a great actor, and he's been in a lot.
Double M.
Double M?
Murray MacArthur.
Oh, okay. So, you know, listen, he's great. He's great. But I think when he delivered this other line that I see right here, it just wasn't as good. And in my least favorite line is when he says, this isn't our fight.
Oh, man, you stole my least favorite line as well.
Wait, what do you mean?
Exactly. That is my least favorite line, weak and whiny. I wonder where you found that line.
Well, that's funny. My favorite line was what I like to call Double B.
Double B?
Bold and
brawny.
How'd you know?
never share your research materials.
Cabbage, are you implying I'm just reading the notes you wrote in the show notes? Come on.
I would never do that.
All right, now Double L's.
Double L's?
That's what I like to call our loyal listeners, Catfish.
Right. They're definitely loyal for no good reason.
Loyal listeners, I want to hear your favorite Double D lines. I'm sure we've missed one or two. So help us out. Write to us on Facebook, facebook.com/DoublePHQ, or tweet or Instagram at us. Leave a comment in the YouTube comment section for us about your favorite Double D moment, your favorite Double D line. When you think Double D was riding the highest, up on a dragon high above the earth, when Double D was at his lowest, sinking down to a watery grave north of the wall. Let us know what you think. Number three, Double D, I love it. This has been a very insightful episode, Catfish.
Oh, man. We are really I mean, we're getting close. I mean, once you get, if you're doing a list of the 8 most important characters, once you get to Dim Dalba, you know you're getting close to the end.
You sure are. And what's great is that because he didn't appear in an episode after Battle of the Bastards, that means he's still living fine.
Oh, man.
All right, Catfish, so we only have 2 more. We have 2 more names.
Just to cover, you know, for those of you who are, you know, you're like, yes, these are the best and the brightest and the most important. Just to let you know, we've got 2 left. Names that you haven't heard so far.
Right.
Jon Snow.
Nope.
Arya.
No. Daenerys.
Sansa.
Daenerys.
Cersei.
No.
Yeah. Jaime.
Tyrion.
Yep. Right. With Tyrion, we could cover Tyrion in a half number. So those are left. Well, there's only 2 left. Who will it be?
All right. So once again, let us know. Share this. If you haven't downloaded all the podcasts we've done so far, go back and listen to them. You'll get some great insight into your favorite characters. And Dim Dalba. So for everyone here on the Double P Media
Team. Oh, wait, hold
on. Oh, wait, what? What do you mean? It's over.
Before we go.
What?
No, it's not over.
No?
We have to do our Joffrey of the Day.
Oh.
We had some real good ones last week. Just as a refresher, so everyone knows, obviously this is called the Joffrey of Podcast for a reason, and that's because Joffrey is the greatest sentient being or non-sentient being in the universe.
Oh, yeah.
And so every time we do a podcast, we like to talk about someone who reminds us of at least one aspect of Joffrey. Not everyone can encompass all his amazing aspects.
Who could?
Nobody, not even Jesus. That's why he's Joffrey. So every time we do a podcast, we do our Joffrey of the Week or Joffrey of the Day. So before we go, we have to do our Joffrey of the Day.
Wow.
Bubba, would you like to go first or would you like me to go first?
If it's okay, Catfish, I buried it deep in my notes. So why don't you go first and get yours, and I'll see if I can dig through my notes and find my Joffrey
Luckily,
of the Day.
Luckily, I didn't write my Joffrey of the Day in my notes. Well, as we know, as is common lore for loyal listeners of the podcast, Joffrey has faked his own death, and he is maneuvering behind the scenes.
Oh, no.
To arise at the last moment to take charge when things seem the most desperate. So, what's the best way for Joffrey to control things behind the scenes? Well, it's to pretend he's someone else. So, my Joffrey of the Day is actual Joffrey who's pretending to be Dim Dalba.
Catfish, I don't want to say this, but you may have just stolen my Joffrey. So wait a minute. You're saying his grace, first of his name, first in your hearts, King Joffrey, is actually Dim Dalba in disguise?
Yes, and he has been Dim Dalba the whole time.
Now, explain to me.
He didn't just take over
right.
Dim Dalba's personality. Or bump him off and pretend to be him. He's been Dim Dalba the whole time.
Incredible. That is truly incredible. What? Explain to me how he got out of the Sept there in King's Landing, his grace, and then got up north of the wall to Hardhome, Catfish.
Well, he snuck out and then he rode a horse.
Okay. Spare no expense to tell me how he did that. So, Catfish, if it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say bye, Joffrey of the Day.
You go right ahead.
So now, occasionally, Joffrey represents somebody who is somebody who's smart, who leads,
right.
But you don't always see him on the battlefield like Dim Dalba.
Right.
And so my Joffrey of the Day is somebody who's going to come up big for me tonight in the national championship game of the final NCAA tournament, March Madness, now that it's And so my Joffrey of the Day is Zion Williamson, who's going to come up big and win, and get Duke Blue Devils a national championship because I selected them in my bracket. I selected King Joffrey as my favorite character. He's never let me down. Zion Williamson is going to win tonight's game and get me my bracket winnings, and I'm just excited.
I hope for your sake that he doesn't let you down tonight or sometime before tonight.
He would never have let me down before tonight. This is the night.
Yeah, okay, this is the night. Bubba has a sixth sense for nights in which he'll be let down.
Okay, so hey, my name is Bubba, and guys, I love it when you talk to us on Twitter, either at our official account at Double PHQ, or talk to me, Bubba. My personal Twitter account is at Fit and Trim. That's FitenTrim, at Fit and Trim on Twitter.
And you can hit me up. My name's Catfish at CJGman67 on Twitter. And my goodness, we only have two most important names left. That means tomorrow is Tuesday, and it's time for number two most important character on
the Joffrey of Podcasts.
Double D edition.